Blog Talk Radio.
But I want everyone to get up on your feet for this. Everybody. 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 Put those hands together right there. If you got tambourine, y'all come up here, y'all. I need to feel y'all.
Because
you're
great, great, great.
Take my hand.
together. Glorify the name of the Lord. I love to call him Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my healer. Has anybody had to call on the name of Jesus? Every now and then we have to call on the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. Good afternoon, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And every now and then on Saturday, we call his name. What is his name? His name is Jesus. There is no name under heaven given whereby men can be saved except at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory and honor of God the Father. And so we're excited. We're glad to be here, for it's just another day that the Lord has kept us. And certainly we are glad to be in the land of the living, for we have fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Well, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800. We do want to hear from you on this Saturday afternoon. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. So you can certainly reach out to us on those social media platforms and listen as well. We are also on Facebook. If you go to our Facebook page, Global Gospel, there is a direct link to each and every episode. If you go to our Twitter page, there is a link to every episode. If you go to our Tumblr page, there's a link to every episode. And we are also on Instagram. So look for Global Gospel on all forms of media. Well, if you would like to connect with us, you can connect with us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we want to hear from you. We want you to know that, listen, we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it's a blessing to you, and to you. And certainly that opening selection, I love to call him Pastor Vincent Bohannon. And so we know that he has the sound of victory. He has the victorious army. He has choirs everywhere. And certainly he is taking the globe by storm. And so we just thought, I wanted to start out with that. I love to call him. And certainly we hope that you're excited now, once you've heard that, and once you've heard the name of Jesus, for there is power in the name of Jesus. We might have to put that on replay again, but certainly we love to call his name. Amen. And so we want to shout out today just a few of our sponsors. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise. We want to shout out Melanated Beards. We want to shout out Third Lounge. We want to shout out Abyssinia. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting. Certainly, we thank God for each and every one of our sponsors. Certainly, they are a blessing to this ministry, and certainly, they have their own gifts and talents that certainly they are using around the world. And so we shout them out. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Allen family, the Hartley family, the Jones family, the Furman family, the Wilson family, the Ugar family, the Thompson family, the Washington family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Bradell family, the Furman family, the Wilson family, the Robinson family. Thank God for you, you and you, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family. Thank God for all of you that are listening. Please leave us a comment and let us know that you are listening. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Uruguay, Portugal, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Australia, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, Kenya, Japan, we thank God for you, you and you, Pakistan. We thank God for your support, for your love. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for continuing to lift up the name of Jesus and support the ministry and so many places and people that we did not call. Thank God for you, and for you. Well, radio listening audience, it is time for those of you that have joined in Global Gospel for the first time, and you may not know what our theme here is, our theme scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, in ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And today we came with the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that, yes, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that, yes, he lived, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, certainly, but one day he had to die, and we know that without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. So he died, he went to Calvary, he hung there, he went to a tomb, but on the third day he got up with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And certainly there's nothing that you can do that can keep you from the love of God. As the Bible says, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, not things in the past, present, things to come, not angels, not demons, not principalities, not powers. But certainly you need to make up in your mind, whatever I've done, whatever's been done to me, I will not let it separate me from the love of God. Certainly, we can go to God. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. So you don't have to give up hope. You don't have to lose heart. You don't have to be faint. You don't have to be suicidal. You don't have to be homicidal. For Christ came that we have might have life and have it more abundantly. And certainly, we are not just living, but we are living to live again. And so you need to make up your mind that, yes, Jesus Christ is the answer for my problems. He's the answer for your problems. He's the answer for the world today. And so we thank God for the message of Jesus Christ. We thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just want you, audience, to know today that God, what does he do? God really loves us. God really, really loves us. And certainly there is no love like the love of God. And certainly we want to take this time. We are going to go to break, but we're going to take this time, and certainly we're going to hear a selection. And after that, we will be back with our message for this Saturday afternoon. God really loves us. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Closer than a brother, there is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us.
His mercy is enough. His grace is sufficient.
Once again, this is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we pray that you have your listening ears on today as we continue to share further with you music and word about our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Well, have you read the headlines for today's episode? You will see that it says March Madness, and certainly we give God glory, honor, and praise just for loving us. And perhaps sometimes through the week we go through challenges, we go through ups and downs and valleys low and mountains high. And when we are presented with challenges, it seems like we cannot make it through. But as God does time and time again, he gives us the strength to endure our challenges. And certainly we praise God, not necessarily for our challenges, but certainly that he allows us to overcome our challenges, that he allows us to get through it, that he allows us to go to our next place in life, that we don't have to be stuck wherever we are, knowing that the word of God says we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And so love is what it does. God's commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so he really, really, really loves us. Love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sin. And so this Saturday afternoon, as we look at March Madness, I want to turn your attention to the book of Judges, chapter 3, Judges chapter 3. As we discuss the second period of the judges, and we want to look at verse 12, We're going to start at verse 12 and then read further. Today, I'll be reading from the NIV, which is the New International Version, starting at verse 12. And then after I read that, we will have another selection, and then we will share more with you from the Word of God. So, with that being said, Judges chapter 3, I hope you can read along with me. Judges chapter 3, hope you can read along with me. Verse 12. Once again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and because they did this evil, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel, getting the Ammonites and Amalekites to join him. Eglon came and attacked Israel, and they took possession of the city of Palms. The Israelites were subject to Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years. Again, the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and he gave them a deliverer, Ehud, a left-handed man, the son of Gera, the Benjamite. The Israelites sent him with tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Ehud had made a double-edged sword about a foot and a half long, which he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing. He presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. After Ehud had presented the tribute, he sent on their way the men who had carried it. At the idols near the Gilgal, he himself turned back and said, I have a secret message for you, O king. The king said, quiet, and all his attendants left him. Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his summer palace and said, I have a message from God for you. As the king rose from his seat, Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, which came out his back. Ehud did not pull the sword out, and the fat closed in over it. Then Ehud went out to the porch. He shut the doors of the upper room behind him and locked him. After he had gone, the servants came and found the doors of the upper room locked. They said he must be relieving himself in the inner room of the house. They waited to the point of embarrassment, but when he did not open the doors of the room, they took a key and unlocked them. There they saw their Lord fallen to the floor dead. While they waited, Ehud got away. He passed by the idols and escaped to Seirah. When he arrived there, he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went down with him from the hills with him leading them. Follow me, he ordered, for the Lord has given Moab, your enemy, unto your hands. So they followed him down, and taking possession of the fords of the Jordan that led to Moab, they allowed no one to cross over. At that time, they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all vigorous and strong. Not a man escaped. That day, Moab was made subject to Israel, and the land had peace for 80 years. Jesus, what a friend. Stay tuned.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Him. Ever faithful to the end. Jesus, what a friend. What a friend. Friend we have in Him.
Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you that it is an honor just to call on your name, just to love you, just to worship you, just to adore you. God, we thank you for your words. For your words, they are spirit and they are life. We pray that on this Saturday afternoon, someone is encouraged, someone is healed, someone feels your love, someone is delivered. Someone is set free from the power and the bondage of Satan. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, what a friend. March. This is March. And for a few minutes, we want to talk about March Madness. March is notable for several events. The first thing we think of is it's Women's History Month. And as we look further, we consider the Ides of March. Then last but not least, the only event in March, the most popular event, one of the most popular events in March is St. Patrick's Day. And each one of these events is unique for various reasons. March is home to International Women's Day. It has also been chosen as the month to celebrate women. So at this time, we pause to honor and to salute all the women in our lives. We honor mothers, wives, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, friends, girlfriends, the entire world of females. We realize that Job said, man born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble. And so all men and women were born of a woman. James Brown said it this way, it's a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. How many of you have soul out there? We salute every queen. We salute women. And women have been said to be the weaker vessel, but we also salute the strength of the woman. Man is the provider. Man is the producer. Man is the giver. Woman is the receiver, the receptor, or the bearer and receiver. But we salute today the versatility that she is the rib of the man, and they together make a great team. There is no perfection in manhood. There is no perfection in womanhood. But we praise the God of all flesh, for women have survived and excelled far past the expectation of others. Then there is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. It was actually yesterday. And St. Patrick is the, we come to find out to know that he is the patron saint of Ireland. And so Irish Catholics always observe this day. Big parades in New York City, big events in St. Patrick's Cathedral, certainly. And because it is a Friday during Lent, many times the priests pardon and allow you to eat meat on that on Friday, if St. Patrick's Day falls on Friday, so you can have your corned beef and cabbage. But the celebration is of all things green. We know that in Chicago, they tint the river green. And we know that St. Patrick was born in Britain, and he was kidnapped at age 16. He was taken to Ireland as a slave. He somehow found God, and he also made his way back to Britain, and he became a priest, and he took the message of Christ back to Ireland, converting many of the pagans there. And he said that he used the clover to represent the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It is said that he drove snakes out of Ireland. Could be legend because there were no known snakes in Ireland at the time. But nonetheless, he is a legend. He's a saint, a former slave. He was an overcomer. He overcame all obstacle in his life just to spread the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And finally, the Ides of March. On the historical date of March 15th, the year 44 BC, Julius Caesar, the famed Roman dictator, is assassinated in the Senate. And history says that he was warned by a soothsayer that told him to beware of the Ides of March. The Ides come, and Caesar replies to that soothsayer, the Ides is come. And what does the soothsayer say? The soothsayer replies, it is come, but it is not gone. And the long story short, his reign, the reign of Julius Caesar, came to an end that very day as he met his fate, as he met his lot in life, as he met his end, for he was stabbed by at least 60 conspirators, one of them being Brutus. Hence the phrase, eat to Brute. And it was caused an upheaval in the Roman government, caused civil war. If you will, it was a type of insurrection. And we can see that here around the world, all over the place, people are becoming tired of government, of politics, and certainly people are taking the law into their own hands. And I'm not condoning or promoting, I'm stating a fact. And so as we look at the women of March, we see their oppression. I'm going somewhere. Their quest for equality and equity. As we look at St. Patrick, we see slavery, political unrest, and religion all intertwined together. And as we look to the Ides of March, we see the same things. We see betrayal by friends, by colleagues. We see a government upheaval. And we see societal turmoil. And the Bible lets us know that there is nothing new under the sun. So what happens now has already been. And so as we draw our attention to the book of Judges, we see the history of Israel before they had a king. We find out that once again, Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Israel finds themselves in captivity. They are under the control of a Moabite king by the name of Eglon. But that's okay, because God had a servant by the name of Ehud. And people, I believe the scripture is right. Psalm 37 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon." And so never mind who's doing what and who they're doing it to. Ehud has, a Bible says, was a left-handed servant of the Lord. And if you know anything about biology or anatomy, you know that the brain works on opposites. Your left brain controls the right side of your body. Your right brain controls the left side of your body. It's a vice versa type thing. And therefore, left-handed people think with their right brain. And it is said that the right brain is the artistic side of the brain, very artsy and crafty and innovative. And people that think with this side of the brain are more likely to daydream. They are less scientific. They are less analytical. And so the Lord uses someone that is willing to go against the grain. We need to know also that when the Bible speaks of left-handed people, and there was on occasion there were a whole tribe that was thought to be left-handed. And sometimes in history, when they says left-handed, the people are actually ambidextrous. So they could actually use both hands, but it gives them an advantage to be left-handed in times of war. But what happened? Ehud makes a dagger, and he goes to see the king as he receives his presence. But then he does something else. He does something out of the box. He leaves the crowd. And I believe that in this day, in this hour, in this season, God is charging willing servants to leave the crowd. He is challenging us to go against the grain. He is challenging us to think outside of the box. And if you put your left brain with your right hand, and if you put your right brain with your left hand, I believe that God will allow us to lift both hands in victory. For years, being left-handed was thought to be a curse. It was considered a mark from Satan, and parents and educators forced left-handed children to be right-handed. And many times this caused deep emotional scars and trauma. But on today, we know that all that was wrong. It was incorrect. And we know that the Bible is right. We know that knowledge is power. And if they had only read the scripture, they would have seen that God has a place for left-handed people. And we know that God uses lefties and he uses righties. And so as the Moabite king was eager to hear a word from the Lord, Ehud took his left hand and drew his dagger from his right side. I can imagine it was no different than being a left-handed shooter as opposed to a right-hand shooter, or being able to shoot with both hands. It was like a showdown in the town square in a western. But he stabbed Eglon before Eglon knew what hit him. And what happened? The fat swallowed the dagger. When God moves by his hand, he leaves no trace. And so while Eglon was trying to figure out what happened, Ehud made his escape. Not only did Ehud make his escape, in all that he was doing, he had time to lock the door behind him. And I came to let you know that not only is God going to handle your enemies, he's going to lock the door behind them or lock the door to them. And so what does that signify to me? That signifies that the enemy won't be able to escape and help won't be able to even enemy because God's, what he says is his promises are yea and amen. God's not going to undo anything that he has already settled his mind on. And so to make a long story short, he killed the king. Ehud killed the king on a sneak attack, we might call it. Therefore, he brought an end to captivity. I talked about captivity. He brought an end to slavery. We talked about slavery. He stopped the madness. We talked about all the madness in March. And the kingdom was in such shock, such disarray, such upheaval, that they had no time to oppress Israel. So on today, no matter the madness, we are reminded that God will fight your battles. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift a standard against him. When the enemy comes, you don't have to even hit the, this is a spiritual thing now. It's not about left-handed or right-handed. You don't have to fight the enemy with your right hand or your left hand. I know you might have a real good left hook or right hook or jab, but you don't have to fight the enemy on those terms. You don't have to get in the ring. This isn't a boxing match or a wrestling match or a street fight. You don't have to hit him with your left side or you don't have to hit him with your right side, but hit him from the Lord's side. And if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, I know that the victory shall be mine. If I just trust in God, if I believe that God will bring me out, if I believe that his promises in him are yea and amen, if I just trust God, no matter what I'm going through, if I trust him to be a battle axe in a time of battle, if I trust him to be a shelter in a time of storm, then everything will be all right. And so today we decree and declare that no matter the madness, we have the victory. Stay tuned. Man,
you wanted to fight back. You knew you were right. But you didn't want to just go off on the deep end. So you just stood back and sometimes folks thought you were afraid because you didn't say nothing. But we got on our knees and told God about it. And some way, somehow, God made a way. Give.
I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles. I know that the victory shall be mine. Call in number in studio 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you on this Saturday afternoon. You can leave us a comment. You can call in 619-924-0800 on this 18th day of the month of March, 18 days in. And certainly we know that we're more than halfway through the month, and certainly we've had some ups and some downs, but certainly God has been faithful, and certainly we trust God to do what he is going to do and what needs to be done in our lives. We pray that you receive something from the message on today, as we talked about Ehud and Eglon, as we talked about the second judge of Israel, and certainly how God delivered Israel after they had done evil in his sight again, after they had a repentant heart, and certainly they sought to be free from bondage and oppression. Certainly God delivered them from the hands of the enemies, from the Moabites, and certainly they had peace for 80 years. And certainly perhaps there's someone on today that you have no peace in your life, but certainly all you have to do, you don't have to take matters into your own hand as the judge did here, as God uses him. But if you take it to God in prayer, certainly God will answer you. He will give you a solution to your situation. Don't go out and stab anybody. Don't take any daggers. Listen, Jesus died for all of us, and so we don't have to go that route anymore. But certainly we thank God for Christ coming to redeem mankind. And certainly today we are free. We are able to live free from sin, and certainly free from the penalty of sin. And certainly we're under grace today. And thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for his loving kindness. Certainly that no matter what the madness is, God brought women through some madness. He brought men through some madness. He brought cultures and different countries through some madness. He's brought our families through some madness. He's kept us from our own madness. And certainly we thank God for all that he's done, and certainly all that he is going to do. We want you to be reminded that if you missed anything on today, you know that all messages, once again, they are archived, and you can listen any time of day or night on Block Talk Radio, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Certainly, if you have something to share with us, if you have a book, if you have a music project, if you have a testimony that you believe that the world needs to hear, that God wants you to share, we would encourage you to email us, globalgospel17@gmail.com, and certainly we will review. And we will do what we can to share the message that you have or the gift that you have with the world. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to close today with Paul Beasley. Paul Beasley, the late, great Paul Beasley. He sang with the Mighty Clouds of Joy. He sang with the Keynotes. He sang with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And so we going to close with that tribute today with him. I made a vow to the Lord. Again, we thank you. Remember, even if we aren't online, you can leave us a comment on our page or on our social media, because we do want to hear from you. And certainly we'll be sure to shout you out as well. At this time, we want to turn our hearts and our minds and our focus once again to prayer. And as we remember our message on today about all the madness and how God delivers, we want you to study in your study time, Judges chapter 3, perhaps the whole entire chapter of Judges. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Gracious, eternal God, our Father, we thank you today, O God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, God. We thank you, again for the opportunity to pray, the opportunity to call on your name, for you told us to call on you in the day of trouble, and you would deliver us, and certainly we would glorify your name, and certainly we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you, O God, that we're able to cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us. God, we thank you that you are a high priest today. You're touched by the feeling of our infirmities, God. And today somebody's sick, somebody's infirm, God. Somebody has a physical need in their body today, God. Somebody's hurting, they're in pain. They're dealing with sickness and disease. But God, you are our strength today. You are our healer, God. Healing is the children's bread. You said that many are the affliction of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. And we thank you today that by your stripes we are healed, God. We thank you that you died for all manner of diseases and sickness, God, for every emotional problem, every physical problem, God, for every financial problem, God. We thank you that you are there for us, that you see all and you know all, that your eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And so, God, we ask that you touch us, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you heal us in the name of Jesus, that you deliver us and set us free all over the world, all over the globe, all over the country, one by one, name by name. You know our heart's desires. You know our thoughts are far off, God. We thank you today for your son, Jesus. We thank you that we have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that he is our elder brother. We thank you that we can call on you at any time or day or night, God. We thank you that prayer goes where we can't go, God. And so, God, we thank you today that it may look like it's over. It may look like it's grim. But, God, we thank you because you are the lifter of our heads. We thank you, oh God, for just being God all by yourself, God. We thank you and we praise you that when we go through the waters, they will not overflow us and the fire will not kindle against us. We ask you, oh God, now to bless us now in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out, God. Keep us covered with your blood. Stay the hand of the enemy. Bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. God, we lose your blessing, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing over your people. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Paul Beasley, I made a vow to the Lord. God bless you. Until next time.
I heard somebody say this the other day. Listen if you please. I made